Okay, great. So here's what we're going to do. I want us to, I'm going to come back to this shared screen again. And I want to go back to this posture. So I want you all, I'm going to tell you the instructions first, and then I'm going to try to walk you through it as best as possible. What I want you to do is, in a moment, have you stand up, and you're going to stand in this posture of the collapsed or merging pattern, right? The collapsed or oral or merging pattern. And then what I'm going to ask you to do from this posture, walk around a little bit, just walk around for a few moments in your house, and then go into, let me and then go into your bathroom where you can, or somewhere where you have a mirror where you can see yourself. And you're going to put your arms outstretched in and face the mirror. And I want you to just say, as I'm reaching in a reaching out gesture, I need, I need, I need. And I want you to try to connect to and think about the things that are on your needs list. What are the things that you think about when you say, I need out loud to yourself? And then I want you to look closely, get your face up close into the mirror and see if you can see in your eyes that needy infant, that helpless, needy infant, that pleading infant, and have find a way to find compassion for the needs that you're speaking out loud. Okay, so that I want you to take 1 minute to do that when I say go. And then when you come back, I want you to lie down on your blanket near the computer where you can hear me. Okay, so that's the instructions. So go ahead and do that. Say your list of needs out loud to yourself in the mirror with your arms reaching out, and then relax your arms and try to see the need. And the helpless need of that infant that's behind that in your eyes, and then come and lie down. So you have a minute to go ahead and do that. So let's go ahead and lie down. Let yourself lie down. And I want you to let yourself feel that you're lying face up with your palms open and facing up. And deeply relaxed in your little nest on the floor there. And I'd like you just to take a couple deep breaths and go ahead and close your eyes and feel that you're in a very sacred space right now. in a very sacred space. And go ahead and place one hand on your heart center in the center of your chest between your breasts and the other hand on your belly. And feel yourself receive the energy that's coming in. And I'd like you just to imagine, and this might feel like you're making it up, and that's quite all right. I'd just like you to imagine that there's an angel or a guide or a saint or Christ or Krishna or Buddha or a loving grandmother or a dear friend placing their hands on top of your hands. Imagine two energy hands filled with love being placed on top of your hands, one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart center. And there's energy pouring in through those hands, into your hands, into your heart, and into your belly. It might not feel very clear as you first start out. It might feel vague, or even you might not feel anything. But just imagine that it's happening. And imagine that your body, your physical body, the cells of your body are made of very soft, moist earth. Like fresh garden soil that's just been tilled. And just like water is pouring into earth, feel that the cells of your body are absorbing that energy. Just absorbing, drinking it in. That soil has been very thirsty. Very thirsty. And this energy is pouring into you right now. Just pouring in. And you're just absorbing it like a fresh rainwater into soft, freshly tilled earth, full of richness, fresh rainwater, pure rainwater is filling in every cell of you, especially your heart and belly, but every cell of your body is being nourished right now with this fresh rainwater energy pouring into you from this divine, beautiful, spiritual, loving presence. And you are drinking it in. You're soaking it in. You are filling up. And I want you just to imagine that you're becoming so filled up. It's like if somebody turned a hose on to the whole inside of your body. And your body became so full that it became buoyant. And now it's starting to actually overflow. It's overflowing until you finally have to push these hands away. You finally start to, one hand at a time, push away. Remove your hand from your body and push away the energy source that's coming towards you. You've had enough. And just tell this presence, this loving being, I'm full now. When you feel full, when you feel ready, take your time. I'm full now, that's enough. I'm alive and I'm filled up and I'm nourished and I'm okay. And then when you feel ready, I want you to take your time to slowly stand up and let yourself walk around the house feeling very full, feeling this fullness. Take a walk slowly, slowly transitioning to standing up when you're ready. You've still got a couple of minutes to do this, so there's no rush. When you feel ready, you can slowly stand up and take a walk around in this feeling of fullness. And when you feel ready, you can slowly come back. And we'll regroup. So let's all begin to come back together now. And put yourself back on camera so I know that you're here. Okay, it looks like we're mostly all back now. That's great. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to break into small groups. But what we'll do is we'll stay with the same integration group that you were with, that you've been with. But the teachers are going to rotate during our class time. The same teacher will stay with you for each in-between session. So next week you're going to meet with the same teacher in the same group. But for today, so that all of the teaching team get to know we get to all know you. The teachers will rotate, but you'll be with the same group members. So Lynn is going to put us into breakout groups now, and we'll have we're going to just take let's make it 15 minutes this time, Lynn. So we'll do just a quick share for 15 minutes in our small groups, and then we'll come back together again. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that when you're ready, Lynn. Bring us into groups, and we'll share about this experience and what this was like, and then we'll come back and talk about the gifts.
Somebody dropped off, so I'm just sending them the link again to get back on.
Okay.
And then also, just as a reminder, that you'll just suddenly disappear from here and show up in your room.
Great, thank you. So it's about 10 minutes till 1. We'll come back at 1:05 into our big group.
Okay. And
so we all want to click join. All right, so the groups are coming back. Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. So, I think, are all of our groups back? Yeah, it looks like we are. Okay, good. All right. So, pretty powerful shares that happened, I'm sure, in all of the groups, certainly in ours. And there's just a couple main points I want to make, and then I want to open it up for some large group sharing. A really important point that was brought up. I'm going to actually come back to the PowerPoint for just a minute so that you can see this image. So there's this natural state of receiving. When we are in a receiving mode, the system so learned how to self-abandon, how to focus outward, that it can be very challenging to actually even begin to feel the energy coming into us for quite some time. So initially in the merging pattern, the defensive strategy is to repel outward. So even the very thing we want or that we say we want, we have a hard time actually receiving it. Our system doesn't know how to just let it pour in. So there may be an automatic deflection that happens first. And the other thing I didn't mention earlier in that little infancy stage is when that baby is nourishing and feeding itself, from mom's breast, ideally, or from the bottle, there's a natural time when the baby turns its face away. It's like, that's enough. I've had enough. I'm full. And where the baby gets to have this internal visceral experience of fullness so it can self-identify inside its own body, the feeling of fullness, and then push away and turn away. When that process is interrupted, we don't know what it feels like to feel full. We don't know how to push away. And therefore, we don't know how we get into all kinds of other dilemmas as adults about boundaries. I don't know when I'm full up. I don't know where I stop and you start. So this pushing away experience has been kind of robbed from us. So self-referencing our own core, feeling into ourselves is as a process. It's part of that journey. So that's what I wanted to just make sure I covered there. So any big aha moments that somebody would like to share with the large group? I would love to hear anybody that wants to share with the big group. I know there were some good aha moments, so who's willing to to brave the great... Yeah,
I just wanted to say, like, in our little group there, that that the reason why I spoke so quickly is because I didn't want to sense anything coming from the outside, or, you know, from other people, because usually I would want, you know, I want a certain amount of attention, but then I want to push it away from myself, because and that's probably one of the reasons why I'm not out there public speaking, because it's a long period of time when you're on the stage and then you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I'm getting a lot of attention and I don't know if I like that energy pattern. So I have to overcome that part. So that's an aha for me.
Beautiful. Thank you, Deborah. Yeah, I love that. And so self-regulating, right, the amount of energy that you can take in at any one time is going to be really important for you. Mm-hmm. Anybody else relate to that, what Deborah said? Just to, you know, okay. Anybody else have a share or an aha from this experiential piece that you want to share about today? Anybody have a hard time actually letting yourself receive energy in? Yeah, Taryn. I think you weren't alone with that. Yeah. Do you want to say anything about that, Taryn? What happened for you?
Well, I have back issues, so I couldn't really lay on the floor, but I've done this type of exercise before, and I do have, you know, I don't like people giving me gifts. It's just, I don't know what to say. I'd struggle with that, receiving anything from anybody. I just wanted to do it by myself.
Yeah. Who else relates to what Taryn just shared? Difficulty receiving gifts, difficulty receiving anything from anybody. Yeah. Yeah, you're not alone. Yeah. Yeah, shame of needs, right? Shame of receiving anything, right, is really associated with this. I really relate to that too. Asking for our needs to be met. And then I know for me, for so many years, and probably still to some extent, it's like a scorecard, you know, like I got to give more. I got to always be the person who gives the most so that you owe me so that I can get back some of what I need. And that's the crazy thinking behind this, you know, this feeling of lack, right? So if I give the most, then I'll sort of be guaranteed that I'll get something back, at least a little something back indirectly, because you'll owe me, because you won't stick around just because of me. Right. So that's that underlying low self-esteem challenge that lives there, right? The compensating pattern is different in different cultures. Absolutely. That is really true. The compensating pattern is different in different cultures. Yeah. Do you want to say anything more about that, Steph?
I've been accused of this pattern before. I remember a long, long, long time ago, I used to go have dinner with a saxophone player in a band and whatever. And I always wanted to pay. And he's from India. And he was like, you white people won't let anybody pay for anything because then you think you owe them. But he didn't have that. Like, he went really deep into it. It was a long conversation and he didn't have any feelings about like needing to get stuff back or needing to pay me back. I just feel like it's different for different.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really true. So what's important about it is that we identify for ourselves, you know, how we express in our culture, right? And what it means for us. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great point. Yeah. Yeah. Rita Marie.
So when you said that about, you know, being the one that gives the most and gives and gives, and then you can get back. But what I experience is that I won't ask. So I'll do and do and do and do and promote you and do this for you and do that for you. But I never go back and say, hey, I'd like to get your support.
Yeah. 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 That's the indirectness of this pattern, right? That we can't directly ask. It's because there's shame of need. There's shame around asking for my need to be met. So we do it through this silent expectation. And then we get resentful, right? If you don't give it back. Because it's like the hidden message is, I gave it to you. Why aren't you giving it back to me? Right? There's this expectation for reciprocation instead of this ability to say directly, hey, would you do that to me too? Would you, hey, I did this and I'd love if you could do that same thing for me. Would that be okay? You know, because it's too scary. It's like you might say no.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And taking it to an even more extreme, what I find, and this is crazy, I even have a hard time asking for people to meet my needs, desires, expectations when I'm paying them. When they are on my team and I am paying them, I still feel reticent.
Yeah.
And I'm learning. I'm getting better at it. But it's like, and then I complain. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. Well, why didn't you make it known that it was expected?
Yeah.
And the exchange was going to stop, right? I'm not going to continue to write the check if you don't do what you're supposed to do yet. Even in that situation, there's always been that guilt around asking people to do stuff.
I get it. I mean, I've so been there too. And this is why it's so important that we address our stuff, because it does, it interferes on every aspect of our life, in our business, in our personal relationships, everything. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't have this pattern at all. As I said, it's not a part of me at all.
No, I know. Chris, you had something.
Yeah. One of the things that came up for me, just as we're talking about it, is to ask someone for help automatically puts us or me in a vulnerable situation. Mm-hmm. Setting myself up for rejection, which is like the worst thing. So I think that probably plays a big role in why I would hesitate to ask to have my need met. It's because then it's like somebody rejects me, then it's just worse. That and is, not to be vulnerable to anyone, to set myself up to be hurt like that.
Yes, that's right. That's it exactly. And so this is, so repeat after me, everybody. Practice tolerating disappointment. Practice tolerating disappointment. Practice tolerating. Because that's what we could not, we weren't capable of tolerating it when we were that tiny. We couldn't. We had to project outward. We had to leave our core because it was too devastating. It was too overwhelming. So this is what I shared with the small group. I need to share with all of you guys. There's only one entity when we're that tiny. There's only baby me, right? There's only mother baby. It's one thing because that baby cannot survive without mother. It's dead, literally dead, physically dead. So think of the baby kangaroo in the pouch. You can't take that baby kangaroo out of the pouch. It'll die, right? So the baby is completely merged with the mother in this developmental stage. And if that merging has the feeling, the energetic feeling of anxiousness to it, the baby can't deeply relax into itself. Because there's this anxiousness that the mother, that the baby is merged into experiencing of the mother. So the baby identifies that anxiousness as me. I am the one that's anxious. I am the one that's yucky. I am the one that's rejectable. I am the one that's not worthy of being, of relaxing into a feeling state of oneness. And so when I'm missing that experience, when I'm lacking that deep, relaxed experience of oneness, then I seek for it as an adult wherever I can get it, because I'm still not done with that nourishment merging stage. I haven't completed that stage. I need that feeling of deep, internal, safe relaxation. So this is the practice in order to heal. Is the practice of lying down, self-referencing, deep relaxation, however you get there. You don't have to lie down on a blanket on the floor. However you get there, though, is the work to, and you might need a lovely, nurturing, nourishing massage therapist. You might to help you with that. Or you might need a yummy, you know, friend who will, like a bubble of mother, you know, like, I remember this is what I love about doing live in-person classes, because when I was in my healing school, I picked out the biggest, roundest, you know, big-breasted woman I could find who looked like so soft and yummy. And I just went up to her and said, just hug me, hold me. You know, like I wanted to partner with her in this healing exercises that we were doing as often as I could, because I got so yummied up and, you know, I could just bury myself in those big breasts and, you know, get that yumming nourishing that I didn't have. But I had to be able to tolerate the fear of her going, what's wrong with you? But let me tell you a little secret about those big breasted bubble of mothers. They love doing that. They love cuddling you and they love nurturing you and nourishing you almost always. So go for what you need, that when you make your list of unmet needs, who can, and those three people on your list that you can call, take the risk of reaching out, practice the fear of disappointment before you call or reach out to them. Practice tolerating the fear of disappointment if they say no. Practice that. So it becomes really okay if they do say no. Yes, Jan.
So quick question about that. So when you say practice tolerating the fear, do you mean lowering your expectations so that there will be less disappointment? Because you said something before about expectations. There was a good quote, expectations are something. Could you repeat that?
Expectation of reciprocation. There's an expectation of reciprocation. Or in the 12-step program, they say an expectation is a premeditated disappointment.
That was it. That was
yeah. Okay. So disappointment, it's not about lowering your expectations, I don't think. For me, I believe in this work of healing, it's more about allowing yourself to trust that you can tolerate the degree of disappointment and grief that you are, that you might feel, and that's human to feel. And yeah, we're almost done, Steph, and we're going to wrap up in about 2 more minutes, actually. So yeah, it's okay if you have to go. So, but in actuality, the point is we have to allow ourselves to be able to tolerate grief. We have to learn how to tolerate grief. And when we do learn how to tolerate grief, it becomes much easier because we know it's momentary. It's just momentary. It's just a wave of energy, just like laughter is a wave of energy. It's going to come and it's going to go. So let's just do a closing checkout word or phrase. All right, so because I know everybody has to go. Deborah, do you want to just do yours before you jump off?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I just was saying bye to somebody on there.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it was Steph. Yeah, so.
Okay.
What were we supposed to do? I'm sorry.
Just to do a closing word or phrase for our session today.
Gratefulness.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Chris, we'll come back over to you.
I don't know.
Okay. We can come back.
Coming right now.
We can come back. Lynn.
Understanding.
Great. Jan.
Curiosity.
Valerie.
She stole mine. Curiosity.
You can both have it. Thank you. Tony.
Appreciation.
Great. Louisa.
Insight.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Jan.
Practice more.
Practice more. Okay. Taryn.
Compassion.
Compassion. Jeanette.
Relaxed. I feel good.
Rosie. Rosie, you're on mute there.
Clarity,
okay. Mm-hmm. Anne.
Understanding.
Beautiful. Rita Marie.
There. It's okay to receive.
Nice. Michelle. Mm.
Stop and peace.
I'm sorry?
Peace.
Dorothy.
Ouch.
Allow.
Aha, uh-huh, allow, nice. Mary Lynn. You're on mute. You can put it in chat if you're having trouble with that. You can put your word in chat. Kimberly.
Open.
Open. Mm-hmm. Chris, do you have one for us now? Did you think of one?
Insight.
Insight. Okay. Very nice. And let's see if I didn't see one from Mary Lynn. Okay. Thank you everybody so much for a beautiful session today. We'll see you on Saturday and you're back to your same integration groups. Lovely work. I'm so moved by everybody's share, and we will send you the replay. Bye.
Laura.
Yes.
Do you have the Zoom number for the integration group? Because now mine have all gotten confused. And since we've had...
I'll send it to everybody in the group again. We'll all send the integration Zoom room groups again for you.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And please do get personal individual work, everybody, while you're doing this class. It will help you a lot to integrate what you're doing. Everybody's in deep process. And I just really want to encourage you to do that. So if you have any questions about it, ask me or ask your, one of your small group teachers. But we're here to help support you in that. It's a really good time to take advantage of that. Okay.
Laura, yes. Last question. Yep. Are we going to keep the same small group teacher? Or are you guys going to rotate that as well?
You're going to keep the same small group teacher for each session, but in the class, it's in the main class, like we just did, we will rotate. We'll rotate only here, but not outside of here.
Okay.
On the alternate Saturday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I think Taryn had a question.
Oh, Taryn.
I was going to ask Reed and Marie, the bonuses we were supposed to be mailed, like after we sent in our agreement, I haven't received an email with anything.
Okay, we'll make sure that gets sent. There were some problems in the thing. Anybody else didn't get that? We could just resend them to everybody probably.
Well, actually, Taryn, look in your email. I went over that list with Laura this morning, and I believe yours was one we added. So,
well, but you know what, though? Because of the problem with it, I didn't want everybody that had already gotten that email to get it again. So I disconnected that. So I'll reconnect that email. Okay. So everybody that just got put in there. So if you get it a second time, don't get mad at us.
Thank you.
Receive. Just receive.
Yeah.
Great. Right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.